Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
It's gotten a bad rap over the years, but the truth is that butter is good for you. And here are some benefits of eating real butter. It's the most easily absorbable source of vitamin A. It supports thyroid and adrenal glands, and in turn, it helps the cardiovascular system. I know you're saying, oh, that can't be true, but it is absolutely true. Butter does not make you fat. Its short and medium chain fatty acids are burned for quick energy. We hear this from Dr. Holly Lucille. We hear it from Dr. Johnny Bowden. We're hearing it more and more. They don't get stored as fat. It gives a feeling of satiety that may decrease some of the cravings and overeating. I use it every morning in my kids' eggs. I use it when I saute chicken, mix it with a little olive oil. It's rich in antioxidants, including vitamins A and E, as well as selenium, and all of which protect against heart disease as well as cancer. And you might not have known this, but butter is a good source of iodine. It's highly absorbable form and necessary for proper thyroid function. And it also promotes gastrointestinal health and decreases rates of diarrhea in children. So if your children are suffering from diarrhea, well, then maybe you just need to spread a little butter on some bread for them or saute something in the butter. It also contains conjugated linoleic acid, CLAs, which are cancer protective. And when it's in its raw state, oh, if you've ever tried raw butter, it's awesome. And it's not pasteurized. It can have an anti-stiffness property called the Wilson factor, and it protects against arthritis, cataracts, hardening of the arteries. That's so, so important. It's also a good source of vitamin K2, which prevents tooth decay and can build strong teeth and bones. So people don't even realize that it's such a good way to cook and to use it. You just get it. You just have to get it so in the non-toxic form. In other words, organic is probably the way to go. The saturated fat in butter consists of, I already said that, but it's a good source of dietary cholesterol, which acts as an antioxidant. So, you know, you might think that this is not true, but do your research, because more and more they're showing that butter is good for you. I'm not telling you to go out and fry bacon in butter, because that's really a hefty amount of calories, but used in moderation, it's an excellent source of nutrition. That's what we're talking about, and that's your Friday bottom of the hour trending news. Butter is actually good for you. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well and stay tuned.